The John DeBella Podcast.
All right, so being the baby daddy of three, all right, this is a question I have. We didn't do this, and when I hear people do this, it gets to me, all right? Telling people how many months old a child is. Now, I understand, you know, infants, all right, 3 months old, 4 months
old.
Stop
after a year.
Right, stop after a year. Right, yeah, I would think
she's 11
so.
Months old. Oh, she's 12 months. Oh, she's a year old.
Right. Because I've heard his month is 26 months old. That's yeah. Over 2 years old.
I stop after a year. I don't really know what other people do. I stop because it gets to a point where, how many months is it now? Year and a half?
Right. And then you got to do that calculation. Right.
And 18 months sounds weird.
Right. But if someone said to me 18 months, fine. But once you hit 2 years,
sure.
Right, it's 2 years.
I stop after a year.
Because it's at that point that they become 2.5, 3, right. 3.5. Yeah. You know,
I think so, 1 is fine. Uh-huh. They become 1.5.
Okay, all right. Now, what do the boys refer to their ages as?
Steven is, well, he would say 6. Because he might say 6.5 in a few months, but he just turned 6. And Jack is 3.
Right. Yeah. He says he's 3.
He's
or?
3.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 3.
You say that as a, oh, he's 3.
He says 3. That's right. I mean, there's no 3.5. Jack, Jack was terrible too. Right. He's a 3-nager. He's an a-hole. I mean, seriously. The best way to describe Jack is a Sour Patch Kid.
Really?
Like, he's like those commercials.
Right.
Where they're sour, then they're sweet. Like, they'll punch in the face and then bring, like, a flower. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. That's Jack. I got home yesterday. He was in a pissy mood. And it stayed that way. He was throwing his toys away.
Really?
Like, all right, bud. Well, we can donate them instead of you throwing them away.
All right.
And then, you know, an hour and a half later, it was the sweetest kid in the world.
All right.
I don't know. At least it's a quick change with Jack.
You know what that proves? He's a Vassalotti. He is definitely your child. You got to hear this story. And look, just because somebody does something on TikTok doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea. All right. Right now, Disney is going crazy over a couple of different things. This story is one of them. Another one is this. People suggesting not to put on the seat belts when you're on rides so you can experience the weightlessness. Right, exactly.
Having your head kicked off.
Right. And Disney's like, what are you talking about? And then you got this couple.
Dumbest timeline.
Ty and Haley Kelly, they live in Florida. They're on a popular TikTok channel, and they post videos about their kids. Well, recently, they posted a video about their youngest son who was too short to get on rides.
Okay.
So they went and they grabbed, they say flip-flops, but it looks like it's the bottoms of another set of sneakers.
Sure.
And they gorilla glue them to the kid's sneakers. So now when he walks up to the measuring pole, he's a couple of inches taller and can go on the ride.
Right.
Right? Which, you know, someone said, I hope you enjoy watching your kid fly off the roller coaster.
Right.
Right? Because he's not supposed to be on there because the parameters for those rides come in, you know, like, believe me, it's been studied.
Sure.
You know, you can only imagine what a theme park is going through insurance-wise.
Of course.
All right? And now they came out afterwards and said, no, it was just something we did for TikTok. He's actually tall enough to go on the rides. And they showed him, they measured him. You got to be like 38 inches for this. And the kid was over 38 inches, so he would have been fine. Right? You know, but now everybody's got this suggestion.
Yeah, right. It's out there. It's
right,
in the ether.
It's out there. All right. But now I've got a question for everybody. Okay. Right. How did you or your parents get around things for your kids? All right, and I'll give you an example. My sister-in-law, right? I have two nieces.
Yep.
Right, wonderful girls, born a little more than a year apart. Right, and my sister-in-law, I don't know if she just found it tedious to have one going to school, one still staying home. So she applied.
What? Sydney's traffic ended. If you haven't noticed.
Right. So she basically lied about my niece, the younger niece's age, right? Okay. And got her into the first grade as the other one was going into the second grade. I mean, it was like, it was long before she was like 6 months too young to get into the first grade.
All right.
So, and it went on through her until 1 year the school went, wait a second. And they checked her birth certificate.
God. What did they do?
Right. They left her in the school that the grade that she was in at that point. She was like in a fourth or fifth grade by that time. You know, so Cindy, you ever have one? Your parents ever do something to get around?
Well, we used to go on a lot of car trips.
Uh-huh.
And so when we would pull into a motel where you had to pay for children, my dad would have all three of us kids in the back seat lie down. So when we drove by the office of the motel, they couldn't see the kids in the car.
That's funny.
It worked.
I have one that hasn't happened yet.
Okay. All right.
So
you're planning a get around.
It's already happened. It's already been planned around. It just hasn't actually happened yet. When we go down to Disney, my parents are staying in a different hotel than us. They're off-site. We're on-site. And their hotel has a pool/water park. And when you book a room there, if you have kids, the tickets are included in your room with no cost.
But okay.
We're taking a day off in midweek down in Disney, and we're going to get, you know, the kids can go over there. So instead of having to pay the water park tickets, my parents have said, well, we have two kids with us also.
Okay. All right. So, myself, Lisa and I can't think of anything, although I do remember along the lines of what Cindy was saying. I remember being a kid and we went up to some hotel in the Catskills.
Okay.
And we got there and the place was disgusting. It was like the pool had more algae in it than the lawn, you know. I mean, you know, I remember giant frogs swimming in this pool.
All right.
And my father said, "You're sick." I went, "What?" He goes, "You're sick." I said, "We're leaving." Right. Rather than go to them, "Hey, this place is a sham."
Yeah. Right.
My father goes, "Oh, we got to get him home. It seems he's violently ill." Right. And I had to sit in the car like, when we went past the office, so I looked like I was violently ill.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So the song we're getting to this morning, this is actually one of my favorite Foreigner songs, A Long, Long Way From Home. You know, when Foreigner formed, the joke of it was half of the band was from the States, half of the band was from England. Right. And, you know, and no matter where they traveled, someone in the band was going to be a foreigner. Right. And when it came to this song, I mean, this was the first song that Lou and Mick wrote together. Here's Mick Jones.
When Lou came down to New York, we were getting the band together. That was sort of the first song that we collaborated together on and wrote. Lou was actually a long way from home. I guess I was, too. And here we were kind of getting something together, and that was the first thing we put together as a band when the final lineup got together. I guess we're all feeling a bit lost. Gosh, what are we doing? What is this? And that sort of summed up the feeling.
Every day I run into all kinds of problems.
Like that one.
If not here at my job, then when I get home.
Come on, everybody.
F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, so F my life. Go ahead with your own life, mine really blows.
So these are actual stories that get posted on the F My Life website. Get us started, Steve.
All right, recently a blind guy asked me out, but since I'm already in a relationship, I politely declined, saying, "Sorry, I'm seeing someone." Not the best choice of words. FML.
Yesterday, I had to listen to my grandmother tell me that my step-grandfather has a small, uncut unit, but big ornaments.
Ah.
I could have gone my whole life without knowing
that. Yeah, I'd say
my
so.
Life.
Last night, my husband came home drunk and with lipstick smeared on his face. When I confronted him about it, he just slurred, "Ah, don't worry about it, babe. It ain't mine." F my life.
Today, I got graded by child welfare on reports that I had left a four-month-old boy home alone with just water. It's true. However, the boy in question is my dog. F my life.
Today, I offered my boyfriend of a couple months to come stay at my place for a few days. He showed up with suitcases and his two children, who he never mentioned before.
Oh, my
F
God.
My life.
Oh, my God. As I said, these are actual posts on the F My Life website. Walking into an office building, I held the door for an old man in a motorized wheelchair. He missed the door, hit my foot, called me an idiot for getting in his way.
Yes.
F my life.
Today, I asked my boyfriend why he becomes insatiably horny whenever he hears Jailhouse Rock by Elvis Presley. It turns out that was the song on the radio when he was losing his virginity, when he was 16, to his sister.
What?
He insists it's not weird because their parents are half siblings. Get the F out.
F that life, all right? And lastly this morning, today I was eating lunch in my car and there was a cute guy also in a car. He kept smiling at me and winking with a sexy grin. I considered giving him my number, but his girlfriend suddenly sat up from having her head on his lap the whole time. No wonder he was grinning. F my life.
F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh F my life. Go ahead with your own life, mine really blows.
So I saw this story this morning, and it's once again a warning. Just because somebody does something on TikTok does not mean it's a good idea. All right, this couple in Florida who have a popular TikTok channel.
I hate those words.
I know.
It's horrible.
I know. Anyway, what they did is they were taking their kid to an amusement park. More than likely it was Disney World. Right? And they're there, and the kid supposedly was too short to get on some of the rides.
Okay.
So they went and they got a couple of pair of flip-flops, glued them together, glued those onto the bottom of his sneakers. So all of a sudden he shows up, and he's another 2 inches taller and tall enough to get on the ride. Well, there are safety restrictions for that. You know,
right.
there's a reason why the safety restraints aren't meant for, you know, someone that small just because the shoes are higher, right? So, you know, hey, we'll get them on the roller coaster. Now let's watch them fly off, you know. But they claim they didn't actually did it. They just did it as a TikTok.
Sure. Thing. Now they're getting a little bit of backlash.
Right, getting a little backlash from it. So I was sort of curious, and I asked Steve. And
ours hasn't. It's happened, but it hasn't actually happened yet.
You're planning your get around.
Yeah, and it's not even me. It's my parents. Their hotel for when we go to Disney is offsite. Ours is on. They have like a water park slash pool at their hotel. And when you book a room, if you have kids, the water park passes are included for free. And they said, we have kids. So now when my kids go over there to hang out, they don't have to pay or we don't have to pay for 2 more water park tickets for the kids.
All right. And now, meanwhile, my sister-in-law, who decided that, well, as long as one kid was in school, might as well get the other kid into school,
right,
lied about my younger niece's age, right? And she was in school like 6 months before she had it, which she would have been allowed to go into school. And they found out like when she was like the 5th or 6th grade, because for some reason she had to show up with a birth certificate.
That's
and they
funny.
Went, wait a second.
Yeah.
This is wrong. So how did, in the words of the Beach Boys,
round, round, get around, I get around.
How did you get around? Let's go to the phone, and we will start out with Colleen here. Good morning, Colleen. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. All right. So how did you or your parents get around the rules?
To this day, as you know, they all, like, hotels will always charge extra for adults.
Right.
No matter what.
Right.
So I take my 2 adult children with us usually when we go away on our summer vacation, and they're under 12, but they're really 22 and 29.
What do they do, walk in on their knees?
I'm just like, I don't want you to say, I basically kind of like sneak them in, but I'm like, I never, when I check in, I never have them with me or anything like that.
Good
but,
for you. Those giant hotel companies can suck up the lost couple dollars.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get it. Adult or kid, you're still there, right?
Have a good morning. Hey, Woody, so what's the story? How'd your parents or you get around the rules?
Well, my parents used to tell me that we had to be in before the streetlights came on.
Right.
So we would take our slingshots and BB guns and shoot out the streetlights.
Oh, that's great.
Rob, what about yourself? How did you or your parents get around the rules?
We were going to Mexico with a group of friends, and I asked my mom to take me to motor vehicle with my brother's birth certificate and get me a license that said I was 21.
Wow.
So she took me into motor vehicle. We got a license, and I was legal to go do whatever I needed to do.
How old were you?
Even around locally and stuff.
How old were you?
My brother was 5'11".
Dude, stop talking. Stop talking for a moment.
They took it every time.
Rob.
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to ask you a question.
I'm sorry, I realize
you have a story to tell, right? But I'm trying to ask you a question.
Okay. Sorry about that.
How old are you at this time when you went and did this?
I was 19.
You were 19.
I thought we'd get rule breakers, not law breakers.
Wait a second. At 19 years old, why couldn't you have a driver's license of your own?
Well, no, I wanted a 21-year-old
ID.
Oh,
okay, okay.
Because I was going down on vacation with some older people.
Do you honestly think anybody in Mexico was actually checking proof?
No, they actually weren't. But I did use it locally for the next 2 years.
Okay.
What year was this?
1987.
Were fake IDs not easy to get? Like that you actually had to go and literally break the law to get an ID?
Mama got him one.
I wanted a real one that wouldn't be questioned. So,
oh, my God. Get an out-of-state one.
It worked very well.
Okay.
In a flimsy New York piece of crap.
Have a good morning. Kathy, what about yourself? How did you or your parents get around the rules?
Well, my parents were, we were a big Irish Catholic family growing up in Delco, and my parents had 14 kids.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wrap it up.
You weren't growing up in Delco. You were Delco. Okay.
Well, they took us to the shore, and, you know, there'd be a maximum occupancy in the house in Ocean City, and they'd say, they would lie, and they would, don't tell anybody, you know, that there's really 16 of us. So my younger sister was out front, and the next-door neighbor said, boy, there's a lot of you. How many are in that house? And she thought she'd get in trouble for telling, so she was like 5 or 6, and she said, well, there's quite a few, but not too many. And that was it.
I have to tell you, that's an insanely Irish answer also.
I'm not even sure what your story was because I'm still stuck on 14 kids. That's insane.
Well, you know what? Yeah. There were 5 other families in our parish that had 13, so we didn't think it was weird. We thought it was weird.
In the words of Groucho Marx, I like my cigars, but I take them out once in a while.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.